How has COVID affected your social life?
Someone who is not as social as others, I would consider myself to be introverted. I don't think my social life has been affected too much. Even before this pandemic happened, during this school year, I tend to keep to myself and focus on my studies. I would hang out with friends, but I haven't noticed a difference now. I hang out with them using, following precautions and stuff like that. So I would consider my social life to remain unchanged.
And how has COVID affected your school life?
COVID affected my school life more in the beginning of the year when is kind of where it was the hardest part to deal with in regards to my school life. Just because nobody else knew what was going on, and for us, senior year, we didn't really have a schedule or a routine. Everybody was just kind of learning, and there's when something is so uncertain, there's a lot of room for mistakes and stuff like that. But once I started college, my school life, I had gotten used to what it was like to learn online, and for the most part, I was able to adapt. But then entering college for my first year kind of presented new challenges that I wasn't aware of how to handle at the beginning of the year. But once again, as I kind of got into this routine and I learned how to, time management and avoid procrastination, my school life began to balance out, because it's not perfect for sure.
How has being in a lockdown affected your mental health?
Overall, my mental health has not really been affected. I think I would consider myself to be resilient. At the beginning of the year, there was a few struggles where I felt so unmotivated to just do schoolwork because of everything that was going on. It was hard for me. But then now that I'm in college, and as the time passed, I learned to look at this differently, and rather than be scared for the future or anything like that, I learned that everything passes, everything comes to an end at one point. So, also, my school offers all these resources for mental health, such as you can get therapy sessions and stuff like that. I haven't needed any of that, but it's nice to know that there's always someone I can go to besides friends and family that'll help me out and have the best intentions for me.
As someone who isn't at risk, do you still take precautions while going out or doing something with friends?
I definitely do, yes. Even though I am not at risk for it, I know that my actions carry consequences in the lives of others. I try to follow precautions by wearing my mask everywhere I go, even if it's in an outdoor setting. For example, in the fall, I went to my siblings' soccer games, and there was a bunch of people around me, but I knew that I still needed to wear a mask because you can't be too safe in these times now. I'm aware that I won't necessarily suffer if I were to get COVID, but I know that if I were to bring it upon someone else, they wouldn't be as lucky as I am. So I try to think about others, and I think that's the key thing for us young people. We have to put aside how this affects us, because it's not as bad as for older people or younger kids. I try to also limit the amount of times I hang out with friends, especially during quarantine. I don't tend to go out, and if I do, it'll be like once a month.
Have you encountered any setbacks during this pandemic? And if so, what kind?
I think the biggest setbacks that I encountered during this pandemic was in regards to my resume for college. There was a lot of things that I wanted to do this year. Personally, I am interested in going to medical school, so I wanted to work on my resume for that, which included volunteering and shadowing, maybe an internship. It was just more like a lot of social activities that I wanted to get into to further my career interests. But because of that, I kind of limit myself, and I feel like I am behind. There was so many clubs I wanted to join in school as well. But I know that next year I'll probably have to do more if the conditions allow, which is kind of stressful, feeling like you're a year behind. But I think that mentality is everything, and if you're able to change the way you view things, it's much easier.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
All right, thank you.